It is November, or otherwise also known as Movember, and each year as part of the Movember campaign, men around the world commit to signing up on www.movember.com. If you haven't done that yet, you can do so right there. And growing a moustache for November in the name of men's health. Now, men are facing a very, very bad health crisis that it's not being talked about that much, and they are dying too young before their time. Men die on an average 6 years earlier than women. You know, you can make that difference and help change this absolutely startling stat. We chat this morning to Garin Gazelle, and he is the Chief Executive Officer of Men's Foundation, and he joins us right now to chat about Movember. A very good morning to you, Garin, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, very good to be back in your show again.
I've never grown a moustache because I just don't think that I, first of all, will look good with it. But the other thing is that, you know, one needs to be conscious about the fact that it's Movember, and there is a cause behind it. So by now, most people know Movember to be about growing a moustache. But, of course, it's more than just the hair on your upper lip. So what is the greater fight and what is the greater cause of Movember?
So, you know, when Movember started as a gentleman's undertaking between the group of friends that are the founders of the Movember campaign, you know, it was a gentleman's undertaking to grow a moustache and to bring back one of the 80s icons, fashion icons that hadn't been around or hadn't made this return like some of the other fashion icons that had. And through there, you know, through the changing of her appearance and to donate your upper lip to the campaign, has been the catalyst for the conversation where we're talking about often about men's health issues that have gone ignored, particularly prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and more recently male depression and suicide. So you know, it's become the catalyst for us to break down conversations really by changing your appearance and going to rooms and talking about why you're growing a moustache. It starts to prompt that conversation and break down those barriers that we've had. There is no such thing as a bad moustache for us in November though, because every moustache that prompts a conversation is helping us create that awareness and education around the often ignored issue of men's health.
Yeah. Run us through very, very quickly. I know a number of people have sort of woken up now and said, oh gosh, I've just forgotten. So how do I actually go about doing this? Because I would like to, first of all, be part of the cause, and secondly, like to contribute to this particular cause. So run us through, where do you start and how do you go about getting registered on your site?
Certainly. So as you mentioned earlier, head to movember.com. You'll automatically end up on the South African landing page. We are in 21 countries around the globe. But you will end up on the South African page where you'll join the South African campaign where, you know, you get to commit to either grow a moustache or commit to move for 30 days or get to host an event that will help us raise funds or even attend a November event that you can contribute to or attending by paying. You can also then contribute towards the cause. Or is it simply donating to somebody that is undertaking the challenge for the month? So everything resides on November.com where you get to, when you get to the landing page, you'll see in the top right corner either join up or donate, and then you can choose to donate to somebody that's undertaking the commitment for a month.
So I join up, for instance, and I start growing a moustache, and how do I collect the funds and how do I deposit the funds? Because I think that's one of the essential things, is to sort of know where those funds need to go and what difference the funds are going to be making.
Certainly. So on Movember.com, when you sign up, you get to create what we call a most face page, which is your own individual fundraising page. So we rely on peer-to-peer fundraising because obviously the conversation that is had between people growing a moustache or committing to move or undertaking to support us in some way are liaising with their group of people, their donors to support their efforts. You know, and obviously with the amount of people that are touched directly by cancer nowadays, you know, the 1 in 6 people are affected by cancer directly. You know, it's quite a broad network of people. So those funds that are raised, it goes to our awareness and education programs, and then we also invest that into survivorship and research programs, of which now we're quite proud of the fact that we've got over 1,200 programs invested into globally that change the lives of men that are suffering with those diseases.
The Movember movement has been going on for quite some while, but has it had the sort of desired impact of decreasing the number of men being diagnosed with various illnesses like prostate cancer and other illnesses?
Certainly. It's definitely put a spotlight on men's health that hasn't been there before. And I'm quite proud of the fact that We're now going to be working very closely with the National Department of Health on their national cancer campaign. In terms of the fact that we've managed to create a lot of awareness in the space of prostate and testicular cancer, where, you know, particularly with the fact that government hasn't had a prostate and testicular cancer policy in place, where, you know, our Farahar's breast and cervical cancers have had a treatment and diagnosis policy in place from the Department of Health, which would ensure that there's a standard form of treatment or screening across the board from public to private. So we were very proud of the fact that we're working very closely with the department at the moment to secure and establish what these guidelines and policies are going to look like. And we share the room with some very renowned urologists and oncologists from across South Africa that are inputting and providing input into what the best treatment or screening solutions are. There are challenges in the health department, which we are aware of. We're obviously working to see how we can ensure we get men to live happier, healthier, and longer lives.
A number of women are probably saying to themselves this morning, I would not look very nice with a moustache. I cannot contribute to this, or I cannot actually be part of this. And I know that, you know, excluding ladies from anything is a bit of a risk. So if there are ladies listening out there, how would they probably go about, you know, supporting Movember?
You see, that's a massive misconception. It's, you know, Movember is not just about growing a moustache, but, you know, women are very, very integral, and our wives and partners are very integral in us being aware of our health problems, whether it be moms, you know, daughters or sisters. It's often the women in our lives that are making the calls, and, you know, men, we prone to just often ignore if there's a health issue that we're faced with, you know, presuming it will just heal on its own or just get better on its own. And it's often the women that are the ones to make the calls to our health lines that are seeking that guidance and help. You know, if you look at how well the pink ribbon has created awareness around the breast cancer disease, and how well it's got women to rally behind that cause. Women are a lot more prone to be able to talk about their health issues, and there's a lot that we can learn from it in the space of talking about men's health issues, and obviously making men feel a lot more comfortable about going to address some of the issues that they're facing, you know, from a sexual health point of view as well.
Chatting this morning to the CEO of Men's Foundation, Garen Creasel, and Garen is telling us that you need to go down to Movember, www.movember.com, and we're chatting about men's health and the issues around men's health. What are some of the funniest moustaches you've seen, or some of the funniest submissions you've had?
Well, I'm very proud to say that, especially with the release of Bohemian Rhapsody and you know, the Freddie Mercury biography this year, that's been definitely one of the more popular moustaches I think we're going to be seeing for this year, you know, with Rami Malek's performance of Freddie Mercury that's going to be broadcast, that's going to be premiering across screens towards the latter half of November. Those are one of the most common moustaches I think we're seeing for this year. But there's been the Batman moustache, you know, the Mario Brothers moustache is often quite popular, the Hulk Hogan. You know, there's quite a few that make an appearance every year, which we often forget about. And those iconic moustaches from yesteryear that make a return, that remind us of those characters.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking Chuck Norris, did he have a moustache also?
He did. I think he kind of went into a full facial beard at one stage. But there was that iconic furry upper lip that he had, and also resembles Yosemite Sam.
And chatting this morning there to Garen Gissel, who is the CEO of Men's Foundation. If you'd like to join their campaign, it is on Movember.com. That's www.movember with an M and Movember.com.